Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called The Last Question from Mark 12:32-34. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And from then on, no one dared ask Jesus any more questions. Do you wonder why Jesus said to the man, You are not far from the kingdom of God? After all, he had just affirmed Jesus' teachings, and his words seemed to indicate he is a believer in Jesus, which is the qualification for kingdom citizenship. But as the man affirmed Jesus' teachings, he did not indicate a full belief in Jesus, but only the beginning of his faith walk toward Jesus. Jesus welcomed him to the beginning of a kingdom faith and encouraged him to continue his journey. If you are in a position that has required years of learning, isn't it true you began with a simple faith such as, if I follow this path, I will become this person? The same is true of attaining the kingdom of God. If you learn Jesus' words and learn who He is, you will be on a path to believe Jesus and who He is. Your statement, I believe, begins your kingdom walk. Your walk is strengthened as you walk toward the knowledge of Jesus, continuing to seek what He teaches so you believe more and more of Jesus' teachings. One more thing. Why does no one dare to ask Jesus any more questions? Well, they have decided that they are done talking to Jesus. They are now determined to destroy Him. Sometimes in our despair or uncertainty, we may tire of seeking Jesus. We may feel He's not listening, doesn't care, isn't even there. In despair and frustration, we, quote, kill, unquote, Jesus inside of us, because we don't like His answers. Pause and consider. Don't be a Pharisee. Stay with Jesus. He wants to live for you. Amen.